And in summary, I'd like to close off this lecture by beginning again. We challenged God with one of the most important questions we can ever ask. Who are you? Tell us who you are. Is it Jesus? Is it Brahma? Is it Buddha? Is it Shiva? We've identified that God is Jesus Christ. We had three options given to us: prophecy, time prophecy, and science. No other God in the universe is able to compete with that. By identifying himself as God and living outside the timeline, he then says, right, I've now been able to prove who I am. I'll show you that I institute a system in the Old Testament that allows you to understand how I'm going to save your souls. It's called the sanctuary. And that system will be a shadow of things to come, that when I am nailed to the cross, they will be fulfilled in my character. Certain of the festivals will fall away, but the character of the moral law, which is the character of God, one and the same thing, will stand forever. The Ten Commandments, the moral law, is therefore binding today as it ever was. And it's going to be binding into eternity. We won't be able to kill each other in eternity, and that's part of the moral law. I hope that there's something inside this discussion that we've had today that will lead you into an even closer relationship with our Christ, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one true God, Jesus Christ. There is only one name under heaven by which man can be saved, and that is the name Christ Jesus. Being God, living outside of the timeline, he gives us prophecy, and he shows us what is going to happen in the future. In order to understand the end time, we need to look into the prophets and what they've written and see whether we can somehow decipher what the future is going to entail for us.